when I talked to Sister Halsey about preaching several weeks ago, and God dealt with me a couple of different areas, and it was kind of hard to try to get everything together. You know, when you get old, it's hard to keep your thoughts together. Probably not going to read a lot of scripture. I'm going to give you the location of it. Sometimes it's best that you read it rather than I read it to you. I'm going to pick your pockets a little bit this morning. How many have battled with tithing? I think at one time we all did. I used to say before I got saved that the crookedest people in the world were politicians and preachers, because all they wanted was your money. And God has a sense of humor. But I know he sat up there and said, wait till I get a hold of you. And when he did, then he said, now I've called you to preach. You're one of them crooked preachers. Well, I found out that preachers weren't crooked. That a lot of them live on very little. And their trust is for the Lord. And the Lord supplies. Down through my ministry, God has supplied many times. The first time when I got saved and God dealt with me about tithing, I said, Lord, I can't tithe. And I talked to my pastor that I got saved, and I was talking to him, and his words back to me were, Brother Richie, you can't afford not to tithe. And I thought, well, I didn't get to that. You know, when you're young in the Lord and everything's going, you know, I was working a good job. I was making good money, working in the mines. I mean, I wasn't worried. I had credit cards. I could travel across country and not spend a dollar for gas and whatever. But then he dealt with me about tithing. Every time it seemed like I'd get into church, that's all I heard. Because that's all God was dealing with me about, was tithing. So I said, okay, Lord, I'll tithe. And this in my head, you know, I said, I'll tithe and I'll show you. Well, I tithe. I started tithing. And how many of you know when you're making big bucks and getting big paychecks, it's hard to take 10%. When you look at that and you say, man. Well, let me tell you something. First time we went to the grocery store after I tithed, the funny thing was things that we always bought was on sale. And I came out of there paying less than what I always did before. And at the end of the year, when I filed taxes, I was always had three little chick kids, taking them to doctors and all of that, and had prescriptions and medical bills and all of that. And I couldn't, at the end of the year when I filed my taxes, I thought, man, I paid just about nothing in medical bills for my kids. You see, God's not only going to give us back money, he will give us back health and many other things. Because, you see, when we pay our tithes, the 10% sanctifies the 90%. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Sanctified means it separates it. It separates it. Sancta means to separate. And that's what it does. It separates our money where God helps us with our spending. You say, well, The Bible don't talk about tithing. You better read your Bible again. Because it talks about tithing all the way through. First, in Genesis, the 14th chapter, and I'm not going to read them. You're going to read it. We have Abram, which is Abraham. Lot was in captivity. And Abram was talking to the Lord. The Lord told him specific how many men to take and all that. I'm not going to get into all that today. But how many men to take and all that to go down and free Lot. So he went. He did what God had told him to do. But there's a very significant thing that happened in that chapter. On the way back after he freed Lot, and he had all the spoils with him, he met an individual called King Melchizedek. Now, in the Bible, there is no name for him, no birth, no records, no nothing of him, except King Melchizedek was the king of Salem. And if you read the city of Jerusalem and spell it out, you'll find in the middle that Salem is in there. And I always think King of Salem was also king of the Jerusalem future. But not only that, there's a lot of individuals who believe that King Melchizedek was actually Jesus. Because I see a very significant thing here. You know, a lot of people say, well, about communion, and they all talk about tithing. Well, on the road back, when Abram and Lot came in the presence of King Melchizedek, King Melchizedek gave him bread and wine. Huh. Bread and wine. What does that resemble in the New Testament? What does that resemble? It resembles communion. Exactly. And what did Abram do? He gave one-tenth of all his spoils to King Melchizedek. One-tenth. He paid tithes of everything he got. Now you say, what does that have to do with us today? Well, you need to go into the 7th chapter of Hebrews and start reading and find out that Jesus Christ became a high priest under the order of Melchizedek. Why was that so? Because he couldn't be a high priest under the Aaronic priesthood, because that had to deal with Moses and all them, and that had nothing to do, and that was dealing with the law. That was under the law. So he became a high priest under the order of Melchizedek. And what happened? Tithes was paid in the Genesis to who? To King Melchizedek. Now, the thing we need to understand about the Word of God, that Genesis means the beginning or the origin of something. Almost everything you find in the Word of God can be traced back to the origin in Genesis. Murder, it's there. Everything's there. It's the beginning of all things. And so it's the beginning of us paying tithes. Now, what happens, and I will go there to Malachi, which is the last book of prophet in the Old Testament. And I want to read something here to you. And this covers us today. The same thing. One thing, I want you to know that I'm not after your money. I want you to be blessed. I want you to be prosperous. You see, tithing is one-tenth. Now, you may get in an argument over this. You may say, I'm going to talk to you, preacher, after church today. But I'm going to tell you this. Tithing does not give you the privilege to divide your tithes between one place and another. That's not tithing. That's giving offerings. The Bible tells to bring your first fruits into the storehouse. Where's your storehouse? Right here. This is your storehouse. Bring your first fruits into the storehouse. You see, I realized that if I don't obey God in that, because He's telling me what to do, that I may prosper. That I may prosper. And so He's saying, bring it into the storehouse. And then He says in Malachi, and this got me. This really got me, because how many wants it to be cursed? I don't want to be cursed. Now, my pages are all sticking together. This old Bible has been around the horn a little bit. I looked at this and, as a young Christian, and I thought, you know, I battled. I don't know about you, but I battled paying tithes. Because when I got saved, it was over 50 years ago. And when you're making a check every 2 weeks of $800 to $900 clear, and then you sit down and God says, I want 10% of what you worked for. Now, wait a minute, Lord. I worked all this time. I slaved. I sweat. I did all of this. And now you're wanting 10%? He said, 10% is mine. You give it to me. You bring it into the storehouse. Don't you try to divide it. Don't you send some here and some there and some there. Because, like I said, you're playing offerings. Tithing is coming in, bringing 10%. And another struggle I had, and I'm going to share with you, because I had went through these struggles. 10% of my gross. Oh, no. I don't want to pay 10% of my gross. I just want to pay after taxes and everything's taken out. And the Holy Spirit dealt with me and said, that's not the way it is. I'm asking for your first fruits. Now, wait a minute, Lord. First fruits. The first that's been put into your hands. Lord, first fruits. Now, you know what that means, Lord. He said, yeah. 10% is mine. It's mine. And you give me your 10%. And I'm going to take care of your other 90. And He'll multiply it. Let me read what it tells us in Malachi. It says, from the days, and it's starting with the seventh verse in the third chapter. It said, yet from the days of your fathers you have gone away from my ordinances, and you have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts. But you said, in what way shall we return? He said, do not rob, don't rob God. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. And try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out in such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. How many want the windows of heaven opened up to you? We're living in a time right now in our nation that people are struggling. I talked to my daughter the other day, and I taught her about getting gas. She said, Dad, it took us $40 before, and we went and filled up. It took us $80 to fill up our vehicle. That's just gas. How many of you have gone to the grocery store lately? Boy, everything. And just stop and think. Individuals are living on their previous income. Their income has not doubled. Income has not doubled, but everything else has doubled. You say, how am I going to get through this? How am I going to make it? How many of you have asked yourself that way? How am I going to keep up with things? How's the rent going to be paid? How's the utilities going to be paid? How's this going to happen? But the thing I'm saying to you is you start paying tithes. I know an individual who was my Sunday school superintendent in Coolidge. Before he got saved, he paid tithes. He believed in it. He paid tithes. I mean, he paid tithes and he wasn't even saved. And God blessed that family. Because he honored the word of God. That doesn't mean he was going to make it to heaven. But God did honor it. That is God's provision for you and for me to be able to bless us financially. Some people will say, well, I only get $20 a month. Pay $2. See what God will do. See what God will do. Give God what belongs to God. Give it right back to Him. Put it in His hand. Say, God, here you are. I'm giving back to what belongs to you. I've always said, if you make $10, pay $1. Pay what God belongs to. See, because God owns everything on this earth, whether you know it or not. Everything on this earth He created. Everything belongs to God anyhow. And 10% belongs to Him. King Melchizedek, Jesus Christ became a high priest under the order of Melchizedek. He couldn't become under the Aaronic priesthood because that was the law. But Jesus Christ came and fulfilled the law. He completed it. He completed the law. He completed all of it. And now we're under that. But he's a priest under the, a high priest under the order of Melchizedek. And Abram gave to King the order of Melchizedek. And see, we are, I believe that God will bless. I know a story about two farmers in California. They had their crop out there, and they were going through a drought, and they were struggling, two brothers, and they were really struggling. And they said, what are they going to do? So they decided they were going to start paying tithes. They said, we heard the preacher preaching about paying tithes, paying our tithes. I want you to know, again, I'm going to say this. I'm going to get this across to you. Tithes and offerings are two different things. That's why in the church here and other churches, you'll see on their envelopes, they'll have tithes, offerings. Why? Because tithes goes to God. And tithes goes to the ministry. That's what it was set up for. It goes to the ministry of the church, whether it be paying a pastor, a associate, or whoever, or the ministry of the church, putting it like a our children's our youth camps and all of that. Money goes into all of those things to support them, the ministry of the church. That's what tithes was meant for. Offerings came in to do what? A lot of offerings came in, they fed the priest. So we need to understand that if God will bless us, and I'll tell you, my wife can tell you, we've been blessed. We've been blessed. There's times when you get stuff and we get things in the mail. And we go to buy something and it's cheaper than what it was supposed to be. And you don't think of that sometimes, but God's moving in those areas. God's moving in those areas. He's going before you and telling that clerk, you mark that down. And that clerk says, well, we've got to mark this down. This is on sale. Oh, yeah, put it on sale. The Lord says, yes, my people are coming. You say, you're being stupid, preacher. No, I'm not. I'm telling you, if you want your money sanctified, that it'll go further, then you need to give back to God what belongs to God. He says here in Malachi, it's cursed. It brings a curse upon you. How many want your money cursed? I don't want it cursed. I want to take that $1 bill and stretch as far as I can. And God can do that. But them brothers in California finally paid tithes, and they called the pastor. They told the pastor, "We're struggling. We don't know what to do." The pastor will come out. He came out and knelt in that field and prayed. He rebuked the devourer. That's what it says here in Malachi, that God will rebuke the devourer. In other words, the one that comes and takes over your finances, the one that comes and stops the flow of God. He said, God will rebuke him and come against the devourer and set your finances free. And he prayed out there in that field. And when he got up, he said, "It's done. It's done." And a week or two later, they called and they said, "Preacher, you got to come out and take a look at this field." He went out there and took a look at the field. After they started paying their tithes, and he came out and prayed for them, everything started growing and everything. People were going through drought, but their fields were growing. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm telling you, God can move mountains for you if you're in obedience with him. Amen. You said, "For a preacher, you don't know how much I make." I don't want to know how much you make, but I do know what you make. If you pay what God asks you to pay, he's going to take care of the rest of it for you. He's going to multiply it. He may not multiply the money in your hand, but he will multiply it. You know, I think of so many things that God has blessed me and my wife with. Times we didn't know, and let me share something with you that I know I'm sharing a lot with you, but I want to get it across to you. I'm really concerned about the time we're going through, and people are going to be struggling financially to meet obligations. And I want, if the bank would tell you, bring your 10% in and we'll take care of you. Well, first of all, I don't think I trust the bank. But I do trust God. I do trust God. And you know, I just feel this morning that we got struggles coming. And like I said, in Hebrews, the 7th chapter, it said Jesus Christ is the high priest under the order of Melchizedek. How many of you just look around and see family members struggling right now? Really struggling. I learned, and when my pastor, I went through a hard time, and I'll share this. I went through a very, very hard time. And I'm sharing with you because I wouldn't be preaching this if I didn't believe in it. Hearing what I'm saying? I wouldn't be preaching this if I didn't go through some of these things. You'll say, "Well, you don't know." Yeah, I do know. One time I went through hard times. I rode my car on bald tires. I mean, I had to do that. Tires that were so bald that, and sometimes I had tires that had the metal. Remember the metal showing in them? Yeah, because I couldn't afford to buy any tires. I couldn't afford to do it. You know, I just couldn't afford to do it. Hard times. And I went through a hard time where I just couldn't pay my tithes. And I just, at the time, and I stepped away from the church as pastor for a whole year. And during that time, I struggled. I'm going to be honest with you. You think I haven't gone through anything? I have. I went through bill collectors, telephone company on my back, credit cards on my back, couldn't put tires on my car, couldn't do anything like that. And I want to share this. Sasser, Pastor, don't, at that time I was against women preachers. And I said at that time, my sister, but let me share with you. But I share with you this. Guess who God, who our state overseer sent in to pastor the church? A woman preacher. And I stood under that woman preacher. And after about 6 months, she heard her husband. Her husband was ordained also, but she did most of the preaching. Man, she could, well, she could, the fire would fly when she preached. But they called me and said, Brother Richard, we'd like to talk to you. I said, okay. So I went up. They said, you've been sitting for about 6 months, not doing nothing. I said, yes. They said, we'd like you to teach the adult Sunday school class. I said, oh. They said, no, we'd like you to teach adult Sunday class. And then there's another thing. I said, what's that? We noticed you haven't been paying tithes. And you're a minister. And one of the qualifications is that you are a tithe payer. And I said, well, I can't. They said, she looked at me, eyeball to eyeball. And she said, Brother Richie, can you pay $5 a payday? I said, well, I guess I can. She said, let's see what the Lord does. Make an effort. And that's what I'm saying to a lot of you. If you say you can't do it, pay a portion and start. And then every time you go to pay, you get a check, you say, God, what do you want me to give? Well, every payday, you know what God did? Every payday, I was adding $5 more. $5 more. $5 more. $5 more. Until I came up to what my tithes should be. As a matter of fact, I was paying more than my tithes. I was paying over tithes. And one Sunday morning, I said, okay, Lord, what's a check? God said, and the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, you've already paying more than what you're supposed to. I said, that's okay, Lord. I'm going to keep paying it. I kept paying it. But I want to tell you what happened during that time. How many ever had a phone call, a phone company call you and tell you, well, you pay off the rest of this bill as much as you can, and we'll keep you, because I talked to them, because I said, I'm a preacher, I need the phone. And they said, then you pay every month the base rate that you're supposed to pay for your use of your phone, and pay the other off. How many had a phone company ever do that to you? Nobody. How many have you had credit cards canceled and said, don't worry about it, you don't have to pay it? I mean, I was calling people trying to make arrangements to do things, and they started calling me. They started calling me. And things started to be canceled out. Credit cards canceled. They'd say, Mr. Richard, we're canceling that card. Don't worry about it. We're going to eat it. And you know what that means. And I thought, man, I realized how important it was that I was paying tithes. And I'll tell you what, I came out of that. The guy that ran a gas station next door, I went over, how many ever had to buy tires one at a time? $5 a tire, used tire, yes. See, I've been there. But I went over to the garage, and I asked, I can't remember the guy's name. I said, do you have a tire to fit my car? He said, preacher? I said, yes. He said, come here. He said, I just took this whole set of tires that'll fit your car. And he said, look at the tread that's on them. A lot of tread on them. I said, boy, they really look good to me. He said, I'll tell you what. You pull your car in, I'll put them tires on your car, and you can pay me what you can down the road and pay for them. I said, thank you, Jesus. What I'm talking about is the things that God will do for you. And you know, sometimes you don't realize it. But you see, we are obligated to God. if we don't, I'm going to say this, and you may not like what I'm going to say right now. If you are not obedient to paying your tithes, then you're disobedient to the Word of God. You're disobedient to the Word of God. What's disobedience? Disobedience to God's Word is sin. It's sin. And I know you're going to leave here saying, Brother Richie, don't know what he's talking about. I'm telling you, I've been there. I have been there. I've been there, and I tried, and I proved God to be God. I proved Him to be God. I know you're often silent because this is not the kind of message you want. Don't try to pick my pocket. And like I said, we don't want your money. But I do want you to prosper. I do want you to have the funds. I do want God to supply. Do you know by paying your tithe, God will supply food on your table? He'll supply you for gas in your car? Yes, I believe that. Because I've seen it happen. He'll supply you with things that you need. God knows what you need. And he said, in Matthew, he tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all of these things will be added to you. What's that? The covering over your head, your clothes, your food, everything, all your needs. All your needs will be supplied. And part of the righteousness of God is being right with God in your finances. Being right with God in your finances. Saying, God, and yes, if you want to talk to somebody that's struggling about tithing, come and talk to me. Yeah.
Those blessings and pour them out. It says, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall kept your vine cast the fruit before the time of the field.
He says, I'll bless you. I'll bless you. The devourer won't take away from you. I'll take away from him. I'm telling you this morning, if you're not doing what God asked you to do there, try it. Try it. If you can't pay the full, pay a small sum. Now, he says you've robbed them in tithes and offerings. Offerings is what you give outside of your tithes. That's not tithes. We support a lot of things other than our church. And God's blessed us. I don't know how I'm going to say anymore except that God loves you. God cares about you. He knows where you are. He knows what's going on in this country. He knows the problems that's coming up. He knows the problem that's going to come against you before you even know it. He knows it. No matter what it is. No matter what it is. And he'll take care of you. I believe that with all my heart. That he'll take care of you. Be obedient to God. Be obedient to this word in every aspect of it. Every word, everything. Be obedient to that and let God show you how he can bless you. Sister Halsey.